Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us, to guide us, to offer us inspiration during these times of increasingly accelerating energy, during these times of ascension, in order to remember, integrate, embody our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, Reiki master, energy, and sound alchemist. Blessings on this Shabbat day, Friday. We are making our way towards the equinox, and we just had the 999 portal. So this year, as you know, is the number 9 numerology. We are in the 9th month, and it was the 9th day. So what is the significance of these numbers? I've seen all kinds of things thrown out there, some rooted in fact, others not so much. And I personally get annoyed when everything is called a manifestation portal. Because, no, not everything is a manifestation portal. And there are certain frequencies and energies that come with numbers, that come with names. So your birthday holds a key to your life path. Your name, the numerology of your name, holds an energy and a code. And so do the lunar cycles. There are certain days that are more auspicious to do certain things. There are certain moon phases that are more conducive to growth, others that are conducive to introspection, and still others that are conducive to cleansing and purifying. And then let's talk about the cycles of our physical body. There are points in time in the day when your body is in detox mode, when it's in energetic mode, when it's in an emotional state. Like there are different hormones and different body systems that become activated at different points in time in the day. So there is a lot of wisdom to be gleaned from the body and to be gleaned from the cycles. We are not apart from creation. All the cycles that exist in nature, in the cosmos, exist within our human body. And then, of course, there are the cycles of woman. Our cycles are very dependent on our hormones. And there, when we are in the follicular stage, it's a really good time to grow and begin projects and to be doing things, because your energy levels are higher when you're ovulating. Your body is like ready to take center stage. You feel maybe more amorous, more energetic. But when you are in the luteal phase, when you're about to come into your bleed, we go within and we begin, you know, slowly slowing down. Even our metabolism changes. And also, this is actually a good time for us to be learning new things. And of course, the time to go within is when we are during our bleed. So these are the cycles in our body, and it's very important to pay attention to the cycles, because according to your own rhythm is how you will either more readily receive the cosmic energies, or maybe your energy will clash with the cosmic energies. And if it's clashing, it's not a bad thing. It's just simply that there needs to be an alignment that you come to. So why am I speaking about this? Because it's very important for us to understand energy. Not only the energetics of the cycles and the different portals, because portals are powerful, but also because when we understand the energy, we can better understand how it works with our energy and how we can merge the two and create actively with all of these energies. So that being said, I know it's a few days after. It's a Friday when this is released. But we can tune into the energies at any point in time. So why was I specifically adamant about it not being a manifestation portal? Well, because it was the moon. We had just come off of a full moon. Full moon is the height and of the energy of the moon. And from there, the moon's energy begins to lessen. So whenever the moon's energy is waning, it's not a time to be manifesting. It's a time to be beginning to slowly go within. Similarly to how after we ovulate as a woman, you slowly begin to turn inwards, to reflect and to, you know, feel things out and to basically take stock of what has happened and what needs to be cleared in order for you to go into another cycle. The number 9 is a very powerful number. It's a number that does have to do with manifestation, but not in the outward sense. It is not about doing. It is not about, well, I have to, it's not about setting intentions. No. The number 9, I live in a 9 house. So the numbers affect even, like, it's important to actually even pay attention to the way, like, the house number that you live in, because different houses hold different energies. And some energies are more conducive to some certain things over others. So it's important to know just the energies of the home that you live in, as well as your own body. Back to the number 9. The number 9 is about endings, completion, closing cycles, because we must close cycles in order to begin anew. So in that ending, the beginning is contained. So it's about manifestation, but on an inward level. It's about turning within to see what needs to be cleared, what needs to be purified, what is ending. So then you can consciously rebirth and attune to the energies of what it is that you wish to birth. But the first key is it's an inward, introspective energy. It is not an outward energy. It is not the energy of the 8. It is not the energy even of the 5, which is a very active energy. It's a very inward lunar energy. And the 9 is connected to the moon. It is connected to the yesod, to the womb, to the cosmic waters of creation. So on a 9 portal, in a 9 year, we're turning inwards into the waters of creation in order for us to rebirth ourselves, to rebirth our reality. It is about initiation, but initiation, it's being initiated into the cosmic waters of the nothing, the vast, endless, infinite waters, where everything returns and from which everything is birthed. So it is that inward dark womb of creation energy. It is the purification of the unconscious mind. It is creation before life. This is why it's an inward energy. It is not about, you know, okay, well, we're manifesting and we're doing and we're going and we're moving forward and we're pushing. No. It's an energy about creation before anything in the world was birthed, before this physicality of this realm was even a concept. It's creation before that point. So it is pre-creation energy. It is the subtle body. The number 9 has to do with being able to navigate, to traverse multiple dimensions, because this isn't the only world. This isn't the only realm. There are other realms. And it is the archetype of the high priestess. Because in the tarot, she is standing between two pillars. One is light, one is dark. She is in the threshold. She is in between worlds. She is the representative of the energy that can navigate between worlds, that can sit and balance inner, outer, masculine, feminine, uniting polarity, uniting duality, transcending it. Yes, that's the word. Transcending duality and unifying all of the polarities that exist. It is a number of wisdom, of intuition, of spiritual awakening, of vision and of innovation, because anything that has to do with our intuition has to do with our vision. And it is about learning how to work our basis, knowing what we have, like knowing what our strengths are, knowing what our weaknesses are, knowing what we are working towards, and with that wisdom and understanding, taking action and clearing the way. Like this energy, I really see it as, you know, the energy, and it's actually very, it's perfect timing, because we're going into fall season in the northern equinox, in the northern hemisphere, in the fall equinox. So this is an energy that is asking us to clear the field of whatever needs to be shed and liberated. The priestess is also a very apt archetype, because the priestess embodies sovereignty. She is whole, she is complete, she is sovereign. She does not need anything or anyone outside of her. She knows that she holds the power within, and she holds it with wisdom, with a deep connection and reverence to the earth, and a deep understanding of the subtle workings of energy, of how everything is interconnected and interrelated. There is no separation. She is the bridge that merges worlds. She is the bridge that merges realities. She is the bridge that merges all of creation into oneness. So the number 9 is completion, because it's a number that is basically the end of the numbers. But then we begin and evolve into oneness through this completion, this ending of cycles, this closing of a chapter. If you are a 9 life path, your life is all about endings. Endings that give birth to new beginnings. And it's like a leveling up on a massive scale if your life path number is a number 9. So this is the energy of this portal. And because we are still in the waning moon, it is very apt and very timely for us to go into the sound activation that I do share for this portal, because we are liberating, we are embodying our sovereignty. We're also remembering who we are. We are coming back into union with our infinite selves. And it is a very interesting time, because we just had a major figure be ended, and I'm speaking of Charlie Kirk. And I feel in a lot of ways that is supposed to be a wake-up call for us, particularly Americans. When we speak about purification of the unconscious mind. The unconscious mind, which is one of the qualities of the number 9. One of the things that as human beings we do is we identify ourselves with our belief system. Whatever belief system we were raised in, we were indoctrinated into, whatever. Doesn't matter if it could even be your educational institution. It's that deep. Whatever we indoctrinate ourselves into. It can be a sports team, okay? Whatever we indoctrinate ourselves into, the ego associates with our identity. It merges it. And this is the shadow of the ego. And this is why Part of the work of the nine is to dissolve the ego, to allow the ego to serve the soul. Because when we identify with a culture, a race, a belief system, whatever it is, a religion, name it, doesn't matter what it is. When we identify with it and it's a part, and we see it as a part of who we are, we A, don't allow for growth, and B, it's easy to get manipulated into hating other people, into otherizing them, and then celebrating their demise. And that is the furthest thing I can think of from being connected to Source and the Divine. Your belief system is not you. It is an illusion of the ego that keeps you enslaved and trapped. And these are the patterns that must be liberated in a 9 year. And when the energy is amplified by it being the ninth day of the ninth month in a 9 year. So when we see these repeating numbers that 999 or 888, we see the energy of that frequency of that number being amplified. So we are really being asked to look at who we are. Are we allowing ourselves to fall into the ego trap of identifying with something that is not us? I don't care what it could be an illness. It doesn't matter what it is. Are you remembering that you are soul, God, goddess, incarnated in this human form, a spark of the divine, one with all that is and has been and will be, that you are here to co-create our existence? Or are you identifying by your characteristics, some of which you can't even, you know, you, there's, it's silly to base our sense of worth on something that has absolutely nothing to do with truth and nothing to do with reality and nothing to do with the true nature of your soul. So this allows people to be more easily manipulated, more easily seduced by power and by the glitz and the glam and the money and whatever and the fame, and forget our humanity. Forget that we are infinite. Forget that we are soul. And that leads to separation. And that separation leads to unhappiness. And it leads to more separation and more chaos and more division. That is what Yeshua called sin. It wasn't, oh, you know, you had premarital sex. No, it was being separated from the true nature of who we are in our oneness with the divine. That was the sin. The sin is to believe that our belief system is who we are. And when that belief system is attacked, when someone disagrees, when someone points out, well, you know, this is the fallacy in, and these are the errors in your argument and in the rationale and in the thought process that you're going through. These are the poles in your story. Then you think that that person is attacking you, when that person is simply pointing out, this isn't adding up. And there's nothing wrong with that. That is speaking to truth. That is wanting to seek truth. And in that process, creating a dialogue for people to actually see beyond their preconceived notion and biases. We all have them, every single one of us. And this is why during this time, it's really important. I can't stress this enough. Become aware of the subconscious thought forms, patterns, limiting beliefs, whatever, karmas, traumas, the stories that are running the show, that are on autopilot in the back of your head and that are dictating how you live your life. And you are not even aware of it. You don't know. You don't know how those things are affecting your relationships, your ability to create, your ability to manifest, your confidence, your health. You don't know. But they are affecting you. So during this time, it's time to go within. We are going within, into the muck, to cull and to clear and to purify and to alchemize whatever needs to be cleared and allow those subconscious, unconscious patterns, allow them to come to the light, allow them to be received, allow them to be seen and experienced and witnessed in order for us to transform them, in order for us to integrate them, knowing that they served a purpose, because many of us carry the patterns of our ancestors, that they did things a certain way, they behaved a certain way because that is what they had to do to survive in that point in time. However, the circumstances have changed. Things are different. We are different. We don't need to be living our lives based on an outdated guide. It served our ancestors. Great. We thank you because it served them, we are here. But now it is time for us to trailblaze. Yeah, that's the word that's coming through. Trailblaze a new path. Move forward in a way that is authentically you. Allow yourself to receive the wisdom. Allow yourself to feel into what is being called for. What are you being asked to see? What are you noticing about yourself? About what needs to be aligned and reassessed and recalibrated within you? I see the number 9 in a lot of ways as a retrograde because we are being given the opportunity to go within to see what needs to be tweaked, what needs to be balanced and organized and rearranged in order for us to birth a new experience, a new beginning. And as much as it's scary and it's unnerving and it can be overwhelming, this is a wonderful opportunity for us to go deeper. I know it feels better to stay in the shallows and to just kind of like coast through, but with these accelerating and heightening energies, the time for coasting is this is not it. This is not the time for coasting. This is the time to just pick one thing and go within. And yes, there may be several things. There may be like your bucket of things. You may have like a whole like, oh my goodness, I have so much to clear, so much. Start with one thing. Do not overburden or allow yourself to be overwhelmed by the sheer magnitude of things that need to be, you know, fixed, so to speak. But really pick one thing and start there and become consistent with that. Become consistent. And for me, it's really been upping my supplements and making sure that my body is getting the proper nutrients. That's been my thing. Particularly since, you know, we're in Virgo season still. So definitely been my thing. Like, let's really focus on the day-to-day, daily habits, the routine, what needs to be, you know, reassessed and realigned and recalibrated in my body. That's been my thing, and becoming really consistent, because I have in the past been very inconsistent about my hormones and my my care for my body. And your body is very important. So if this is something you're called to work on, absolutely do it, but take it easy. There's no need to be rushed into a finish line. There is no finish line. Just start with something if it's your health and your well-being and you just want to up your game on that. Start with something small and make yourself consistent. Become diligent about it. Because our body is the vessel for our soul to express. And whatever comes through your body is your antenna. Your body shows you, feels for you. Your body holds great wisdom, and your body has the capacity to heal. I know many people don't, you know, they don't believe that, but it does. Your body is a miracle. All aspects of our experience as humans is a miracle. And the more that we honor our human vessel, our human experience, our interactions, our life, the more we will be blessed with more abundance, with more joy, with more growth, with more expansion, whatever it is that we are seeking. We will find that we don't need to chase it. We don't need to seek. We just need to open and allow ourselves to receive. We just need to turn inwards, clear whatever needs to be cleared, do the inner work to create the space for that which we are birthing into existence. Because every moment we are birthing and we are creating and we are innovating and expanding not only our lives, but the world through us, through our actions. So it's a very beautiful portal. I do advise you to rest and really listen to your body. Listen to your body and allow yourself to just go on the ride without an expectation, without, you know, oh, if I do this, this has to happen. No. Just go within and allow your inner guidance, allow your spirit guides, which are all a part of you, allow the divine to just work through you, to allow you to express more of the light of the world, more of the light of creation through your existence. Every single one of us has special gifts, has unique gifts and unique ways of expressing and sharing. And the more that we allow ourselves to stand in our power, in our sovereignty, and to authentically express ourselves, the more that the world will expand in kind, and we will inspire others through sharing our light, through sharing our wisdom, through sharing a smile, even a kind word. All of us, every action we take has a profound impact. So it's a 9-year, we're getting ready for the beginning of something new. So take this time. Go within. Don't be afraid. Don't give in to the fear. Really nurture and cultivate your courage, your strength, and give yourself the space. Create the space for you to align with a higher perspective, with a higher octave of your soul essence, with a higher embodiment, one that is a finely tuned version of you. And every moment we have that opportunity to refine ourselves and expand and improve ourselves and let go. Just let go of all that does not serve you. And let's stop identifying with stuff that isn't ours. Let's just stop it. Every being is infinite light, creator, creatrix, incarnated. And every being is infinitely worthy of respect, of love, of grace. Every single one of us. So let's honor ourselves. Let's honor our existence. Let's do the inner work to reveal more of the light that we are and to birth it into the world. I'm wishing you a blessed 999 portal and a blessed time as we work towards the equinox and the new lunar cycle that is coming, which is a new lunar new year as well. So there's a lot that we are purifying and letting go of. So give yourself the space to let it go. Nurture yourself. Take it slow. Take it easy. Drink plenty of water. Nurture your body. And pay attention to your dreams. Your dreams are indicators of what is happening and your connection to other realms. My dreams have been kind of gnarly. So I hope that your dreams haven't been as insane as mine. But may they guide you into deeper alignment and awareness, because that's what dreams do. They are insights. They are little droplets of wisdom from the divine. And remember, everything is happening for you, not to you. So let's take this time and go within. I invite you to take a listen to the sound activation. It's really beautiful. We ended up in a Pleiadian light temple for healing, which I wasn't expecting to take you guys there in that sound activation, but that's where I was guided, so that's where we went. So it's really beautiful and very powerful. So drink plenty of water, don't forget. And have a blessed Shabbat. If you enjoy this, of course, like, share, and subscribe. And you can feel free to connect with me on social media at Aurea Lara and at Embodying the Shekhinah and on YouTube, which I need to get a little more consistent on my posting, but it's coming. So please feel free to follow me on that. All that is linked below. And there will be a sound activation before the holidays in person. So stay tuned for that. Oh, and in time for the equinox, the unveiling of my new website. So I'm super, super excited to share that with you guys. So stay tuned, and I will see you in the next episode. Have a blessed, blessed day. Ahava.